Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, this is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound. You're listening to it right here on cinematicsound.net. My name's Eric Woods, and I'm your host, and this is the show dedicated to the music of film, television, and video games. On today's program, we're featuring our La La Land Records Roundup, a long-awaited program. I think I've been promoting this for quite some time. We haven't played a La La Land Records release on the show, I think, in about a year and a half, and if we have, we've only presented about one or two. And they just released so much music that we thought it would be a good idea to kind of bring them all together and have them on one show. It's just getting around to actually recording this program has been quite a struggle. And we feel so bad because some of these albums are at least, like I said, a year and a half, 2 years old. But at least we're playing them on the show here for you. And as I said, we're going to come up with a special fourth hour for you, which is going to feature some of their most recent releases, which will be Hook, The Robe. Hopefully we can get Star Trek, The Motion Picture, Jane Eyre, and a few other of their more recent releases. And we'll have that show for you in the coming week or so. Coming up this hour, we have some doozies. We have some really big, big scores to present for you. We're going to play music from Maurice Jarre's score to A Walk in the Clouds. We'll hear Batman Forever by Elliot Goldenthal, 55 Days at Peking from Dmitri Tiomkin, and we'll end off the show with Planet of the Apes by Danny Elfman. However, to open up this hour, one of the most anticipated releases in La La Land Records catalog, one that got a lot of talk, a lot of people were really excited about this one, was Die Hard. This was released, I think it was just late last year. And why this one got so much talk is because Pharrell Saraband Records, many years ago, released Die Hard as part of their very own CD Club release, limited edition soundtrack releases. And the biggest issue with that release was the sound quality of the tracks. It was quite poor. It sounded almost like AM radio than the clear, crisp tracks that we hear on the DVD and Blu-ray presentations of the film. Now, of course, elements get lost, and you pretty much have to work with what you're given. Well, La La Land Records really went digging and really worked hard on this release to make it sound as good as possible, and as good as it sounds in the film, clean and crisp as possible. Now, Die Hard, of course, was released in 1988, starred Bruce Willis, which was quite a risk for the producers of the film, as Bruce Willis was mainly known for his role on the television series Moonlighting, which ran from 1985 to 1989. So Willis wasn't really known as an action star. So putting him in this role, as I said, was quite a risk. The other brilliant choice, casting choice, was Alan Rickman as Hans Gruber. Every time he was on screen, he was absolutely mesmerizing as the German bad guy who is mistaken for a terrorist, but he's pretty much just a thief, a guy just after some money. The film was directed by John McTiernan, who, God, is he sadly missed in action movies these days. He did Hunt for Red October and Predator, just to name a few of his classic films. And McTiernan didn't work on the sequel to Die Hard, but he did come back for Die Hard with a vengeance. Now, the choice for composer for Die Hard was Michael Kamen. Kamen masterfully scored this film. Michael Kamen here is more in action thriller mode than, let's say, action adventure mode. There are some full tilt action cues on the album, but Kamen provided a score that accentuated the suspenseful aspects of the film more so than the action. Plus, Kamen's score has a delightful and witty sense of humor. Those that have heard the score, you know about the sleigh bells. Actually, those were first used in Lethal Weapon. But those sinister sleigh bells, quotes from Beethoven's Ninth, which actually wasn't Kamen's idea. A few other Christmas tunes weaved into the score as well. Kamen had a boatload of fun with this score. Now, as I said, La La Land Records did a magnificent job in remastering this album. It has never, never sounded better. And for those that have only heard the Verez edition are just going to be blown away with the sound that comes out of their speakers when they spin this disc. Also available on this album are source cues, as well as bonus tracks such as Let It Snow, as well as Run DMC's Christmas in Hollis, which got a whole lot of play over the holidays recently. And this is all available on a very special 2-CD set. Now I'm very pleased to present music from the newly remastered edition of Die Hard, which is sadly out of print again. So if you haven't heard it before, this might be the only chance you get to hear it. Here are some full throttled action cues from Michael Kamen from Die Hard. We'll be right back. Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to Die Hard, recently re-released by La La Land Records. Music composed by Michael Kamen. We have to take a break, but when we return, we'll listen to the epic score composed by Elliot Goldenthal for 1995's Batman Forever. However, when we come out of the break, we will listen to music from Academy Award-winning composer Maurice Jarre, and from the film released in 1995, the World War II era drama called A Walk in the Clouds, starring Keanu Reeves and Anthony Quinn. Such a lush, heartwarming, romantic score that I'm glad to hear was re-released in an expanded edition. We'll have that for you when we come back.
You're listening to the film, television, and video game music radio show, Cinematic Sound.
music from A Walk in the Clouds, released in 1995. Original score composed by Maurice Jarre. Welcome back to Cinematic Sounds. Look at the record label La La Land Records. This is our La La Land Records roundup, featuring albums that have been piling up on my desk for the past year and a half or so. And so I'm very pleased that we're able to present some of these on the program here for you. And as I made mention earlier, we'll feature another fourth part of this show a little bit later on, you know, maybe the next week or two, featuring some of La La Land Records' more recent album releases. Coming up now is music from Batman Forever, the third Batman film, released in 1995, which was directed by Joel Schumacher, still produced by Tim Burton, but Tim Burton didn't want to come back and do yet another sequel to Batman and Batman Returns, so they handed the film over to Joel Schumacher. Danny Elfman also didn't return, as Joel Schumacher chose Elliot Goldenthal to write a brand new score, brand new theme for this film. Now, for the score, Goldenthal wrote a robust orchestral score with a brand new and powerful main theme that is actually pitch perfect for the character portrayed in this film, as well as in Batman and Robin. Not saying that Elfman's theme wouldn't have worked, but when I first saw this film, I was so disappointed not to hear Elfman's classic gothic theme. But as I matured, I guess, I'm not even sure if that's true, but Goldenthal's theme, I've warmed up to it quite a bit, and I really like it a lot. The soundtrack release from La La Land Records doubles the running time of the original 1995 soundtrack album, which was actually really good, and the people at La La Land Records took notice of that, and the 1995 score album is presented and remastered on this release, this 2-CD release as well. As for the score, this is the definition of symphonic power. What Goldenthal can do with a symphony orchestra is mind-boggling. Everything about this score is big, big, big. Okay, not everything. There's that noirish nocturne, that romantic theme for Fat Man and his love interest played by Nicole Kidman. But the action material and everything else is at full tilt. And now, here is Elliot Goldenthal's ridiculously over-the-top score to 1995's Batman Forever.
Thank you.
Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to Batman Forever, re-released by La La Land Records in an expanded archival collection form, with music composed by Elliot Guildenthal. We have to take a break, but when we return, we'll conclude today's program with music from the 2001 remake of Planet of the Apes, directed by Tim Burton, featuring music by Danny Elfman. However, when we come back out of the break, we're going to feature two selections from a classic 1963 score composed by Dmitri Tiomkin called 55 Days at Peking, a film starring Charlton Heston, Ava Gardner, and David Niven, directed by Nicholas Ray. And Dmitri Tiomkin provided the film with a robust orchestral score regarded as one of his finest. We'll be right back right after this.
On the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
Thank you.
Music from the 1963 film 55 Days at Peking. Original score composed by Dmitry Tiomkin. And the remastered and expanded 2-CD set is available on La La Land Records. We conclude today's program with music from another lavish 3-CD set released by La La Land Records from Danny Elfman's Planet of the Apes, released in 2001, directed by Tim Burton and starring Mark Wahlberg, Tim Roth, Helena Bonham Carter, and Michael Clark Duncan. Elfman provided a very creative and complex score that melds orchestra, percussion, and electronics, and features one of the most instantly recognizable main theme rhythms that I've heard in the past 10 years or so. It just, once you hear this, you know you're listening to Elfman's Planet of the Apes. It just features this really cool percussive beat that there's no other way just to describe it. When you hear the main title, it's absolutely fantastic and one of Danny Elfman's best main titles, but he's so good at writing main title music. What's also absolutely fantastic about this release is the packaging, the CD art direction by Jim Titus. I'm not the biggest fan of the score itself, but when you look at this, at the package that La La Land delivers and the creativity that has gone into presenting the liner notes, the images, the front cover, the back of the album, it's just, Jim Titus creates some of the most classy soundtrack releases of all time. He's done a lot of work with La La Land Records recently. He does all of Tribute Film Classics stuff. He works for Screen Archives Entertainment as well. He's the best of the best. And I wish he would just do every single soundtrack album, maybe with the exception of Entrada Records. They got a really great artist over there as well. But La La Land should just give all the work to Jim. His stuff is just beautiful, absolutely beautiful to look at. And I think Planet of the Apes is one of the very best re-releases of 2012. And now here is music from our final album. However, before we get to that, go to lalalandrecords.com to find out more information about every single release that La La Land Records has produced. Some are out of print, some are in print. So if you like what you heard on today's program, hopefully some of this stuff is available still for you to listen to. And as I said, we're going to be featuring a fourth part of La La Land Records and a La La Land Records roundup for you in the coming weeks, featuring some of the more recent releases. And now to end off today's program, Danny Elfman's Planet of the Apes, released in 2001. My name is Eric Woods. I've been your host for the past 3 hours of film music. I really hope you enjoyed today's program, and we'll see you next time.